licences have to be licensed by Shropshire Council, obviously. The drivers who are coming to us from the likes of Birmingham and Wolverhampton are applying for the licences because they are telling us they're operating from Bridgnorth area. The numbers which we're being asked to license at the moment, I think in the last 12 months it's sort of gone up by 400 or 500 applications in that timescale. It's obviously a big problem which we've got at the moment. They're obviously being attracted by our lower licence fees for driver licences. We're increasing our enforcement. Obviously, when they come to us to apply for a licence, they've stipulated that they have to keep records of where they're operating, what areas they've picked up in, etc., etc. And now we're going out and checking those records. And if it's found that they haven't actually operated in Shropshire, well, the licence is just revoked with immediate effect. We've got a paper going to strategic licensing next week with options for increasing the fees. There's three options. One is it's RPI plus four, which is the general council increase year on year, which was agreed 12 months ago. There's another sort of mid-range one. Then there's a full cost recovery, which is a huge inflation price, which I think trebles the charge, which personally I wouldn't want to see happening. Because obviously that's going to impact on our everyday drivers who operate legally within Shropshire. It is a problem going forward. It's a problem for our drivers today. Obviously the more drivers operating within Shropshire, it's reducing the pool of trade which they can tackle.